أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وسخر لكم الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمره إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يعقلون. الله سبحانه وتعالى in the previous ayat mentioned a few more bounties of his. Allah spoke of the rain waters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained the benefit, the many benefits of the water that comes down from the sky. Allah then spoke of the different types of crops and certain plants and fruits that grow from the earth because of the water which descends from the heavens. In today's ayah, ayah number 12 of Surah An-Nahl, Allah continues enumerating the bounties that He has bestowed upon us. Allah says, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ. سَخَّرَ means that He has subjugated for us. So Allah says, سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ, He has subjugated for you. Subjugated for us meaning He had placed it at our service. Allah says, what has He placed at our service? وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارِ, the night and the day. Even the night and the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He has created them in such a way that they will be of benefit to insan. They will be of benefit to the humankind. During the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept peace, serenity and calmness, so that during that period a person finds rest. And during the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it such that he can go out and earn a living. وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ, Allah says, even the sun and the moon, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has subjugated the two of these creations of his for our service and for our benefit. وَالنُّجُومُ مُسَخَّرَاتٌ بِأَمْرِهِ, Allah says, and all the other stars are subjugated by the command of Allah. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ, again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certainly in all of that there are signs for a people who think. لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ, Allah says, وَمَا ذَرَأَ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, and He has subjugated for you, He has placed at your service whatever He created for you from the earth, مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُ, different colors, differing in colors. Whatever comes out of the earth, the same water, the same ground, the same type of materials and minerals are used in order to grow those plants. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they come out مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُ, in different colors. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَةٌ, for a third time Allah says, indeed in all of that there is a sign. لِقَوْمٍ يَذَّكَّرُونَ, for a people and a community who will accept the advice and who will heed the advice. After speaking of the many bounties that come down from the heavens in the form of rain, which gives growth to crops and plants, and then after mentioning to us the cosmic creations and the bounties of these creations, the day, the night, the sun, the moon, and the stars, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks of the many favors and bounties that He has placed for us in the ocean, the seas. Allah says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي, and Allah is the one, سَخَّرَ الْبَحْرَ, who subjugated the ocean, made the ocean accessible to us. This is what it means, subjugated the ocean. Not that we control it, but He made it accessible. We can access the ocean and whatever is within the ocean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He is the one who has subjugated the ocean and the seas. Why? لِتَأْكُلُوا مِنْهُ, so that you can eat from it. لَحْمًا طَرِيًّا, fresh meat. لَحْمًا means meat, طَرِيًّا means fresh. There's no need for slaughtering also. Normally, an animal it must go through the Islamic method of slaughter. There's a process. But fish, Allah says, fresh meat from the ocean. You take it directly from the ocean, you can prepare it and have it. Lahman tariya. So even seafood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He's not deprived us of those ni'mas and those bounties. وَتَسْتَخْرِجُ That's one benefit that you take from the ocean. The greatest benefit of all. And that is eating the seafood and the sea creatures that are found in the ocean. وَتَسْتَخْرِجُ مِنْهُ حِلْيَةً تَلْبَسُونَهَا And another benefit that you take from the ocean, Allah says, and you take out from it حِلْيَةً. Hilya means ornaments, anything that beautifies you, referring to the jewelry, referring to the pearls, referring to those precious coral stones that are found in the ocean and that are used in the manufacturing of beautiful pieces of jewelry. Allah says, وَتَسْتَخْرِجُ You dive into the depth of the ocean. Look at how accessible Allah made the ocean to us, such an enormous and powerful creation of Allah, yet Allah has given us the ability and the knowledge and the science through which we can go to the depth of the ocean and take out even those precious things that are kept within the ocean. Allah says, وَتَسْتَخْرِجُوا مِنْهُ And you take out from the ocean حِلْيَةً ornaments تَلْبَسُونَهَا which you wear and which you beautify yourself with. That's the second benefit. So one is the fresh fish and all the seafood that we get to eat. Secondly is the precious stones and jewelry that is taken from the ocean. وَتَرَى الْفُلْكِ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then you see the third benefit is the ships. You see the ships, Allah says, sailing on the ocean. مَوَاخِرْ مَوَاخِرْ فِي مَوَاخِرْ means you see the ships are cleaving through the ocean, plowing through the ocean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed that to happen. Allah says, then you see the enormous and huge ship. Every now and again when we go to the seaside and we see the ships moving out from the harbor into the ocean, Allah says, that is a sign from the many signs of Allah. That is a wonder, that is something to look at and to marvel at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has subjugated this powerful creation of His, the ocean, to such a point Allah has put it into our service that we can take our modes of transport, little boats also, ships also, even at times you find yachts as well. All of these, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us. It is the power and the qudrat, and most of all a great bounty of Allah that He has allowed us to enjoy this ni'mah of His, by allowing us to sail our ships and boats over the ocean. He says, وَتَرَى الْفُلْكِ And you see the ships, مَوَاخِرَ فِيهِ Plowing through the ocean and cleaving through the ocean. Why? وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ One of the greatest means of trade today is what? Importing and exporting via the freight, sea freight. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ So that you can seek from the bounties of Allah. What a great ni'mah this is. Imagine if we did not have this ni'mah of importing and exporting or sea freight and the transporting of trade goods from one part of the ocean or one part of the world to another part of the world, from one continent to another continent. Imagine how difficult it would have been for us to acquire certain basic products that we need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so through the ocean, Allah allows the ships to sail from one end to the other, وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ So that you seek the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ And Allah says, and so that you may appreciate these ni'mas and these bounties of Allah, la'allakum, so that you may make shukr to Allah and be grateful for these bounties that He has blessed you with. May Allah grant us.